Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved, and I thank you for joining me as, with the Lord's help, we'll conclude a message I've been sharing this week, Experiencing the Rest of God. The word of the Lord says in the book of Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, verses 7 through 8, "Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is, for he shall be as a tree planted by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be and he shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit." And that recalls that psalm that says, "He that believes shall be as a tree planted by rivers of living water. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." Amen. Hallelujah. "And bear forth fruit." So, beloved, what I've been sharing this week, there are two kinds of rest. In Matthew, the 11th chapter, verses 28 through 30, these are the words of Jesus. And this is describing the first type of rest. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." There is a rest that comes to our souls, to our spirits, when we find our home in God. Someone has said, you know, there's a void within us that only the Spirit of God can fill. He's created, He designed us this way. And that's why the world is so obsessed with all kinds of distractions. Anything, leisure, fun, alcohol, drugs, anything to distract, anything to hopefully bring the peace that is so desired and sought after, but never achieved. We can only achieve that kind of rest, that kind of peace with God, when we accept the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus. He paid it all. He said, "It is finished," on the cross. One of His last words, "It is finished," the work of salvation. All we have to do is believe and receive it. And then God begins to deal with us as beloved children. We begin to learn the ways of God, and we're more than willing to forsake the things of the world, the things of the flesh, our carnal nature. And as we are living in the Spirit, He's birthed us into His kingdom, then the Word tells us we're supposed to walk in the Spirit. So God has promised us rest, but it is twofold. You know, I'm sure you've discovered, beloved, that the mind, our logical intellect, our comprehension, it can be a tyrant to us. It seems to sit enthroned in the very core, the center of our being. It insists and demands, it argues, it gives directions. But there's a rest for you, beloved, for you and me to enter into. All around us, we're pressed by circumstances. We're pressed and committed to responsibilities, to obligations and duties. It changes, it varies at different seasons, different times in our lives. But we, as long as we're drawing breath, beloved, the external and internal turmoil will constantly be with us. It's a constant threat. And for many, it's at a danger level in so many lives. People are getting sick. They're suffering illnesses because of nervous tension, of stress, of the things that this modern life brings on. But we hear out of the pages of God's eternal word, Jesus is speaking of a rest to His disciples. And the rest which He speaks of is peace. Peace with God, peace within ourselves, And beloved, that's not the same as lazy inactivity. In fact, you'll find the real work starts when you really commit your life to the Lord Jesus. Jesus spoke of an inner peace and harmony that come when his disciples follow him with all of their hearts. He knows the things in advance. For every one of us, his knowledge, he's an infinite God. He knows before it happens the things that we face in each and every day, before we even get through our day, before we start our day. He knows his mercy, his protection, his grace. Thank God for the angels of God. I don't know if you can recall the times that he has saved you from an absolute mess, from an absolute dangerous situation, where he spared you from accidents, traffic jams, things that could have been fatal. He's spared you. He's saved you. He's given his angels charge over us, what, to keep us in all of our ways. he knew we were going to need it. I think there must be a special reward for guardian angels. God assigns a special angel to each of us, and sometimes I think he must assign more than one to some of us because of the situations we get ourselves in. When you look back over your life, perhaps when you were unsaved, oh my goodness, thank God for his mercy. Thank God for the angels of God who are ministers to the heirs of salvation. And so, we're talking about rest. We were looking at Hebrews this whole week. Therefore, in verse 9 of chapter 4, remaineth a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, God's rest, he also has ceased from his own works as God did from his. It's talking about that Sabbath principle, not just a day where you rest from the activities, the normal things you do in your life, but a spiritual rest to the people of God. Let us labor. Let's make some effort, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. How do we enter into that rest? By faith. Hallelujah. He gives us that kind. He gives us the faith to enter in. Rest for the spirit and rest for the soul. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 23 tells us that man is a triune being. We are spirit, soul, and body. And if your body is tired and weary, we have so much to contend with, that obviously it must have rest. That's the purpose of sleep. And not just, laying horizontal for whatever, 6 to 8 hours, but it means a real rest. When our souls, have you ever found when you're wrestling with something, if you're upset about something, you don't really get rest. I mean, you may sleep, but it's not the deep, deep rest that comes as a child, as a baby. Absolute rest in soul and body and spirit. Hallelujah. That's what God desires for us. And in this scripture passage, Jesus is teaching us about that supernatural rest he provides for the inner man. Verse 28 says, "Come unto me, all ye that are labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." In verse 29, Jesus says, "Take my yoke upon you." We have to do something. Generally, with every promise of God, there's something required of us, an act of faith. So we take his yoke upon us as an act of faith. And as we desire to learn of Jesus, what are one of the first things we learn? Humility. I'm meek and lowly in heart. And if we don't have humility, listen, the carnal man, our soul nature, we're puffed up. We tend to think that somehow, depending on our temperament, the things we've been exposed to, we can do it. We can find peace. We can take care of ourselves. We don't need anybody else. What a lie that is. Are you kidding? The older you get, the more you realize you can't do very much except trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. He will strengthen you. He will teach you things, and we have to admit we don't have it all together. I don't care how much education you have. I don't care how long you've walked with the Lord. Sometimes we can know about the Lord, but we can be babes in Christ. We don't know the first thing about entering into his rest. We've allowed the distractions, the urgency of our daily lives to rob us of the sweetness of that kind of fellowship, where I don't care how busy we are. I've heard this saying, I adopted it. If you want to get something done, ask someone who's busy, okay? Because they get it. They know how to utilize time effectively and their strength and their energies. So we need to learn unto the master, what? The master handler of time. Jesus, he saw to do the Father's will, and he wasn't rushing around with a to-do list. He knew what the Father wanted of him each day. So do you see it, beloved? There is a rest that is given, that God gives in salvation, but there's a rest that is found. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall short after the same example of unbelief. And so there's two kinds of rest, the rest that is given and the rest that is found. And we can enter into that rest. God's master plan is to frustrate the flesh and to cause us to come into the overcomer that he's called us to be, more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Oh, in the few remaining moments, Father, we come to you. We've heard, we've talked about your word all week. Father, we pray that we just won't hear it, we won't talk about it, but we'll experience it. Let us experience the rest of God. I rebuke every source of turmoil, of unrest, of unbelief, and I loose the precious peace of God that passes all understanding to your beloved right now. Let all the cares, the troubles of this world fade away, and let them experience a rest that passes in all understanding, that will be our strength, the guiding stability point, if you will, of our lives. And that rest is Jesus. He is the way, the truth, the peace, and the life. Lord, we thank you for it in Jesus' wonderful name. Praise God. It's been a blessing to minister to you this week. I invite you to write, share your prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. And if you write, know that I will personally acknowledge your letter. Or if you email, I invite you to share your mailing address so I can respond personally by mail. But I will always confirm receipt and pray. I love you. I thank God for you and for the privilege of sharing God's word with you every day on this station, Monday through Friday. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.